Welcome to A Touch of Gray. My name is Vicki Duke and I'm your volunteer broadcaster coming to you from member-supported Sun Sounds of Arizona. And I am reading to you from the literature of AARP, both the magazine and the bulletin. We are in the bulletin at the moment, Fraud 2024. It's an AARP prevention guide. It's never been more pervasive what to know and how to fight back. Operating out of every corner of the globe, criminals are bombarding older Americans with emails, phone calls, texts, and letters, all trying to steal as much of our money as possible. Consider that 2.6 million Americans, roughly equal to the population of Chicago, reported losing roughly $10 billion to fraud last year. And that's merely the reported cases. We would argue that given its pervasiveness and cost, consumer fraud represents the largest crime spree in the history of our country. For several years now, we've turned over the April edition of the AARP Bulletin to fraud coverage, as there's always so much new information to report. But our message remains hopeful. Law enforcement and private businesses have never been more engaged in the fight against fraud than they are right now. The real secret weapon against fraud, though, is you. Being aware of what is happening and knowing the red flags of scams when dubious offers come your way are the very best ways to put a successful end to this crime spree. Here's fresh ammunition to help you and all older Americans defeat those foes. Six fast-growing scams coming your way. Criminals are using the latest technology and a whole lot of creativity to come up with fresh ways to steal from you. These newly minted frauds are on the rise right now. Check cooking. In recent years, check washing, in which thieves steal paper checks from mailboxes, wash the ink off with chemicals, leaving the signature, then fill in a new amount and payee, was the big concern. Now it's check cooking, in which thieves take a digital picture of a stolen check or deposit and can then print a new phony check or deposit the altered image using a bank's mobile app. Stay safe. Learn how to pay bills and send money to loved or trusted ones with electronic transfers from your bank. If you truly prefer to mail paper checks, drop them off directly at the nearest post office rather than using a neighborhood mailbox. And continually monitor your checking account for suspicious transactions. Voice printing. Through technological advances, thieves can capture a recording of your voice and then use a software program to generate an imitation, deepfake version that lets them impersonate you. That voice print can be used to access your insurance or financial institution, Brimmer says. In particular, crooks have been using deepfake voice copies to call banks and request that funds be transferred to an account they control. Stay safe, except that the days of phone conversations with anyone other than family or close friends are coming to an end. If someone outside your circle needs to get a hold of you, they can text you, Brimmer says. He warns that even calls that appear to be from known numbers could be coming from a phone that's been stolen or had its SIM card cloned. Celebrity impersonation. During the pandemic, fans became accustomed to a constant social media presence from celebrities. Scammers have tapped into that. You're on Instagram or Facebook, and someone pretending to be Celine Dion or her manager reaches out to you, explains Amy Knopfziger, Director for Victim Support for AARP's Fraud Watch Network. The fake manager might say, "Celine loves your comments. She'd love to talk to you. Here's her private account." After you connect, the talks gradually turn to how the celebrity's fortune is tied up in a lawsuit and she could use a loan. Stay safe. If you get a direct message from someone claiming to be a performer or superstar athlete or their agent, be extremely skeptical. It's almost certain to be a scam. Multi-stage grandparent scams. This is a new version of the classic grandparent scam, in which an imposter pretends to be a grandchild in trouble who needs instant money for bail, a car repair, or something else. In this more organized approach, criminal staff call centers with young people who are paid a few bucks for every older person they can deceive. Part of the gimmick is for the imposter grandchild to provide a case number. When grandpa calls the supposed authority, they say, "Oh, do you have the case number?" explains Aaron Foss, former chief executive and founder of No More Robo. It's a subtle psychological trick to make the fraud seem more credible. Some scammers have a co-conspirator pose as a courier and go to a grandparent's home to pick up the money in person, according to Steve Baker, a former FTC official who publishes the Baker Fraud Report newsletter. Stay safe. If someone calls you from an unfamiliar number, claiming to be a family member in trouble, the FCC recommends that you hang up. Then call or text the family member's number to see if the person is actually in trouble. If they don't answer and you are concerned that the emergency could be real, contact other family members or friends. Delayed action sweepstakes is next. Those con artists who call or write to say you've won a fabulous fortune have come up with a new variation. Instead of trying to get you to pay taxes or other fees in advance to collect the non-existent prize, the scammers will ask for personal information so they can validate you and set up a payout. Then, instead of quickly looting your bank account, the crooks may write small checks on your account to see whether you notice the fraudulent activity. If you don't, they'll continue to use the account to obtain credit cards and lines of credit in your name that they can siphon off, giving them a potentially bigger payday down the road. Stay safe. There are extremely few legitimate sweepstakes with large cash prizes. If you get a call claiming that you've won one, the safest bet is to just hang up and never, ever provide any personal information. Next is Paris Olympic scams. With the Paris Games coming up this summer, experts predict a revival of the fake emergency scam, which works like this. A scammer hacks someone's email account, and shortly after, all of that person's contacts will receive the same message. Something to the effect of, "Hey guys, I'm over in Paris and my wallet got stolen. Can anyone please help me out by sending gift cards or a Venmo deposit?" It's a potentially convincing ruse. Stay safe. Resist the urge to react immediately if you hear from a friend in Paris or anywhere needing instant cash. Instead, try other ways to contact the person who supposedly is in need, such as calling them on the phone. This part of the article was written by Patrick J. Kiger, who is a contributing writer for AARP. He has written for the Los Angeles Times Magazine, GQ, and National Geographic. Next, their tools. Why criminals love cryptocurrency ATMs. Kiosks are everywhere, helping scammers steal cash from victims. Deceived by scammers posing as federal agents who convinced her that her bank accounts had been compromised, Elena Weissman fed more than $11,000 in $100 bills into a cryptocurrency ATM inside a cannabis dispensary last October in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I remember the sound of the machine sucking up my money. Whoosh, ping, says Weissman, 77, an actor and writer. Dispensary staffers gave her a chair so she could sit down for the long transaction. I was so upset I forgot about my sick dog in the car, she says. The criminal said the money would help the government protect her bank accounts. Before she fed in the cash, the ATM flashed warnings about scams. But I was instructed to lie, says Weissman, who had scanned a QR code provided by the scammers into the ATM. That code sent her money directly to their cryptocurrency wallet. It was a nightmare start of a series of schemes pulled off by the same criminals that ultimately cost Weissman $159,000. For years, gift cards, bank transfers, and payment apps were the preferred way for scammers to get victims' money, as each has been widely accessible and the transactions mostly untraceable. But consumers, law enforcement, and the businesses behind these services have caught on to this, and protections are growing. The scammer's solution, increasingly directing their victims to pay up the way Weissman did at a crypto ATM. These often colorful kiosks are popping up in supermarkets, convenience stores, gas stations, restaurants, liquor stores, and even laundromats across the U.S. There are more than 49,000 crypto ATMs. In the United States, up from only 1,200 at the end of 2017. Although they are a legitimate way to convert real dollars into crypto dollars, itself a risky move given crypto's fast-changing value, crypto ATMs are used in government imposter scams, romance scams, grandparent scams, fraudulent online sales, employment scams, lottery scams, and other schemes, law enforcement officials say. Criminals enticed people to feed $22 million into the machines for government imposter scams alone in 2021, according to the FTC. And they were used in at least $35 million in fraudulent transactions in 2022, the Federal Reserve reports. Scammers love them for many reasons. For one, the kiosks quickly move victims' cash into tough-to-trace cryptocurrency accounts owned by criminals. Scammers take advantage of crypto because of the anonymity, says Special Agent Trenton Akana of the U.S. Secret Service Criminal Investigative Division. Once the money's on the blockchain or public ledger, they can transfer and launder it in many ways. The company that owned the machine Wiseman used told her the money was untraceable. Crypto kiosks look like traditional bank ATMs, a similarity scammers exploit. Scammers often just tell victims go to the ATM at the convenience store. The victim doesn't even realize it's a crypto machine, said Amy Knopfzinger, director of fraud victim support for the AARP Fraud Watch Network. Many crypto ATMs are licensed and used for their intended and legal purposes, and some, but not all, warn users about scammers, said Xavier Diaz, public safety intelligence analyst with the Ohio Narcotics Intelligence Center. Scammers use this variability to their advantage, sending their marks to unlicensed kiosks that don't meet federal registration requirements, says Clark Flint Barr, AARP Government Affairs Director for Financial Security. Scam victims typically deposit cash in amounts ranging up to tens of thousands of dollars. According to law enforcement and AARP Fraud Watch Network reports, a woman told me it took her 2 hours to deposit $80,000 in cash into a crypto ATM, Knopfzinger said. Several states have passed laws that would tighten regulation of crypto ATMs to protect consumers. In the meantime, protect yourself by remembering that a request to pay via a crypto ATM is a red flag that you may have stumbled into a scam, says Sergeant Jacob Pierce, a spokesperson for the Fairfax County Police Department in Virginia. Last December, the department warned residents of a wave of scams targeting older adults that involved crypto ATM payments and had cost victims up to $25,000. Legitimate businesses and government agencies don't take payment through crypto ATMs, Pierce said. The author of this piece is by Sari Harar, who is a contributing editor for AARP, the magazine, and frequently writes on health and fraud for the Bulletin. Continuing with the fraud theme, a spy inside the dark web. He watches as scams are born and helps to shut them down, by Sari Harar. The entrepreneur advertises his business online by way of rapping. "I got the key right here, I got the time right there," he sings. "Everywhere, everywhere, everywhere, everywhere." The services he's selling, stealing checks, credit cards, and personal information from U.S. Postal Service mailboxes using a stolen arrow key of the type used by postal workers to access locked mailboxes. Elsewhere, in an encrypted social media chat group, a criminal posts screenshots of a hacked Bank of America checking account that's up for sale. The account balance, $3,884. The owner's full name, bank account number, phone number, address, and access to her payment app are part of the deal, all for $3. Welcome to the dark web. These are just a few of the scenes observed on a recent day by criminologist David Maimon as he tapped out a few keystrokes on his laptop and slipped into this hidden criminal world. "This ecosystem is exploding," says Maimon, who's evidence-based cybersecurity research group at Georgia State University in Atlanta, spies on crooks who steal billions of dollars a year. We're talking about enormous networks and organized criminal groups with sophisticated operations. In this nefarious corners of the internet, criminals talk to each other with complete anonymity. Here in the dark web, Maimon's cyber sleuths see it all, from stacks of stolen, washed, and forged checks to pilfered driver's license and purloined health insurance cards sold from one scammer to another. The personal identification information is often more valuable than the cash they can steal. Maimon says they can open new bank accounts, get fake driver's licenses, buy guns. The stolen identity opens the door to any kind of financial activity, he says. The dark web is a group of hidden sites that can be accessed only with a special web browser that keeps users' identities anonymous. You can't get there via a Google search, for instance. Users can't be traced, making the dark web attractive for criminals selling, for instance, selling services and their stolen goods. Maimon and his group have watched romance scammers using smartphone technology to alter their faces as they woo unsuspecting victims, observed crooks luring newcomers into business with videos of thick wads of cash, and viewed homemade videos of criminals boasting about their successes. In one mysterious video the team found last fall, a man in a black and silver mask assures his clients he'll be back in business soon. That business, Maimon says, mainly involves defrauding banks. Maimon's mission? To spot emerging trends so law enforcement and financial institutions can take action and consumers can protect themselves. To really stop it, you need to connect the dots by being out there with the criminals, understanding what they're doing, he says. His group was among the first to sound the alarm in 2021 about the avalanche of check-washing scams across the U.S. perpetrated by criminals who loot mailboxes and rewrite stolen checks. The scam costs Americans an estimated $815 million annually and continues unabated. His team saw hundreds of stolen checks for sale online and on encrypted social media apps. David kept raising red flags, says Frank McKenna, chief fraud specialist for the fraud detection company Point Predictive. He put the whole story of check washing together. Maimon's team spots emerging scam trends and how criminals outsmart detection systems. David's research not only showcases how bad actors are scaling up fraud activity, but also provides insight into the root causes of fraud, says Karen Boyer, Director of Fraud Intelligence, Prevention and Detection for M&T Bank. The criminals he targets aren't pleased. After Maimon was seen in media reports about check-washing scams, someone opened a bank account using his personal information and sent a debit card to his home address as a warning. It was scary, he says. The university sent a police officer for a month to make sure we were safe. Maimon has a PhD in sociology, but was uninspired by work in that field. I wanted to quit until a colleague suggested studying cybercrime, he says. Nobody was doing meaningful research. We can study crime as it happens and make a difference. Every day is surprising and amazing. The latest scourge, electronic criminals. When a finance worker in Hong Kong was called in to a live video conference by the chief financial officer of his multinational company in February, everything seemed normal. The CFO and other executive acted and sounded as they always did, even if the reason for his being dragged in was unusual. He was instructed to wire $25.6 million to several bank accounts. He, of course, did as the boss asked. Amazingly, the CFO image and voice were computer generated, as were those of the other executives who appeared on the call. And the accounts belonged to scammers, of course. Welcome to the dark side of AI technology, in which voices and faces of people you know can be impeccably faked as part of an effort to steal your money or identity. Well, that's the end of our time together today. Thank you so much for listening to my show, A Touch of Gray. Again, my name is Vicki Duke, and I am your volunteer broadcaster coming to you from member-supported Sun Sounds of Arizona.